It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, most of the country's been in a cold snap for a while, so we're going to talk about winter safety today. And a very common, unfortunate problem, the silent killer, carbon monoxide, is a big issue when the weather gets cold. And my expert on to talk about it, Dr. Eric Lavonis. He's an emergency physician. He's the director of the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center at the Denver Health Medical Center. So welcome, Dr. Lavonis. Thanks for being on.
Well, thank you.
So how common, I mean, you know, we see it go up a lot in the winter, and I'm sure Colorado has been extremely cold, probably having a great ski season if people can brave the weather. It's probably even too cold to be out there skiing. But what have you been seeing?
Well, we love the cold, and we drive towards the snow. But carbon monoxide is always around us. Everything that burns produces carbon monoxide. It's just a matter of how much and how well the area is ventilated. And carbon monoxide kills more people than any other unintentional poisoning in the country, except for prescription drug abuse. It is our number. So if you choose to abuse drugs, you've got another problem. If, like most of us, you don't, then this is the number one most likely poison to kill you. You really need to stay on your guard.
Right. And part of the problem with it is you can't detect it, you know, yourself. I mean, I guess if you have a fire burning in the house and the flue's closed, you know, and you're coughing and choking, you can kind of guess there's going to be carbon monoxide in that. But if you have an insidious leak from your heater or something like that, you can't detect the gas by yourself, right?
Absolutely. You can't smell or taste carbon monoxide. And it just gets into the air around you. I actually had a carbon monoxide leak in my own home from a poorly installed appliance for more than a year before I found out about it.
Wow. So, I mean, for more than a year, so was it? It must have been such kind of low levels. In a house, what's the best thing people can do to protect themselves?
The best thing you can do is to install a carbon monoxide alarm. They cost about $25 these days. They work very well, and they will warn you of higher level exposures that can cause acute illness. In the case of my home, the amount of carbon monoxide was just below where the detectors are set to go off.
Wow.
So my detector was functioning properly. It was just below the threshold.
Hmm. So were you guys all having symptoms in your house?
No, it's a happy accident that we found out about it, and it. I want to stress that carbon monoxide alarms work very well to prevent severe poisoning. You know, if your carbon monoxide alarm goes off and warns you about something, you're going to be out of that house long before you get a heart attack or lose consciousness or anything severe or life-threatening. These are simple devices. They work extremely well. They make great Christmas presents.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, but that's one kind of clue. I mean, and it's hard during flu season because everybody can kind of get sick at once, but that's another clue that there's an issue with the house if like a whole family gets sick. So, you know, how do you decipher that, you know, whether the whole family's coming down with the flu at once or something else is going on if they don't have a detector? And talk
Lee,
a little bit about the symptoms.
Lee, that's a great question. You don't have to go to medical school to figure it out. If you have carbon monoxide poisoning, absolutely can mimic the flu. It can cause vomiting and diarrhea. It can fake you out for common viral illnesses. But carbon monoxide poisoning does not cause fever. So if you have more than one member of the family sick at the same time and neither one has fever, then think about carbon monoxide.
Wow, and that's an important thing. So, and get it checked out even if you don't have an alarm. So talk a little bit about the symptoms or the progression of symptoms with carbon monoxide.
Well, everyone's a little different. Most people with carbon monoxide poisoning will have headache. At least 4 out of 5 have headache. So that's probably your first clue. Then beyond that, people just feel really tired. They have muscle aches. They feel sick to their stomach. They get some diarrhea. Those sneaky symptoms can just make you feel terrible. And, of course, your natural instinct when that happens is to want to go to bed, which means you're staying in a poisoned environment. More severe poisoning then causes confusion, so people can't manage to rescue themselves. And then with very severe poisoning, people get permanent brain damage, heart attacks, and death.
Wow. So another issue with carbon monoxide poisoning, too, are maybe, people that are stuck someplace in their car, right? That's another issue that you have to worry about if you're staying in your car, which might be a wise move if you're out in the elements and your car gets stuck, but you got to be careful when you're running it.
Absolutely. Idling in traffic is usually not a big deal, but you do want to be alert for symptoms. If you're in the snow, if you got stuck in the snow, make sure your tailpipe is clear. And I encourage people who are stuck in their vehicle, first of all, thank God for cell phones. But beyond that, don't idle the car any more than necessary to stay warm. To begin with, you're eventually needing enough gas to get out of that stalled traffic. And in the meantime, it's safer.
Yeah, that's very true. So what is the treatment of carbon monoxide if somebody comes in? And how do you tell if somebody, say a whole family gets sick and then you want to get checked out at the ER? What can people expect?
Well, first of all, if you're wondering if you have carbon monoxide poisoning, there's a few ways to find out. One is if you were smart enough to have a carbon monoxide alarm, make sure it's, push the test button. If it's working, it's not going off, you're probably fine. The fire department could come out non-emergency and check if you needed. Almost all fire departments now have the ability to sample the air. It just takes a few seconds, and they don't have to use lights and sirens if you ask nicely. If you go to the hospital, carbon monoxide can be measured in the blood, either with a simple blood test or with a little gizmo that shines light through your finger and measures it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You were asking about treatment.
No, I was just going to say the treatment, but why it's so dangerous that it causes these heart attacks and such.
So carbon monoxide gets into your blood like oxygen, and then just sort of it pushes the oxygen out of the way and sits there. It's kind of a big bully in your bloodstream, and it's a big bully in the other tissues in the body that need lots of oxygen, like heart muscle tissue and brain tissue. And it sets off from there all sorts of injuries that cause cells to want to shut off and die.
Okay.
It's a very frightening poisoning, and the first step is prevention. If you have to choose between preventing an illness and treating it, I'll take prevention every single time.
Okay, yeah, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So, then the prevention is make sure that fuel burning heaters are ventilated by your house. Make sure your house has the monitors with good batteries in them. And if the monitors go off, don't assume it's a false alarm, right?
Correct for all of these. The biggest mistake that people make that get them in trouble is they bring a carbon monoxide source into the house. They bring in a grill, a charcoal or a propane grill, into the house to cook or to heat, or they try to heat the house with their stove. They run an electrical generator either inside the house or within 10 feet of the house, or they leave a vehicle running in an enclosed garage. There's no amount of windows and garage doors you can open that will reliably keep carbon monoxide out. I've seen people with life-threatening poisoning from running a car in the garage with the garage door wide open.
Wow. Okay, that's a very good point. So don't do any of those kind of things. Make sure your monitor is up to date. And if you at all are worried about it at all, either call 911 or go straight to the emergency room. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.